With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A federal judge finds probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt for violating his deportation order.
Last month, the Trump administration failed to return two deportation flights after the judge ordered the planes be turned around. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said the Constitution does not tolerate willful disobedience of judicial orders, and he could refer the matter for prosecution. He said the administration could purge its contempt by returning the deportees from El Salvador. But the White House responded by saying it will seek immediate appellate relief. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Salvadoran government has turned away U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen. The Maryland Democrat flew to El Salvador hoping to win the release of imprisoned Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia, recently deported by the Trump administration. Patty Morin, whose daughter Rachel was viciously murdered by an illegal alien in Maryland, suggests that Van Hollen's priorities are way out of whack.
Why are we not protecting the American citizens? It's just common sense. Why are we not protecting our children?
Morin says Van Hollen barely acknowledged the horrific attack on and murder of her daughter, who was a mother of five. Also at SRNNews.com, hoping for another interest rate cut. Fed Chair Jerome Powell at the Economic Club of Chicago suggesting don't hold your breath.
As that great Chicagoan, Ferris Bueller, once noted, life moves pretty fast. For the time being, we are well positioned to wait for greater clarity before considering any adjustments to our policy stance.
Yesterday it was Japan, today it's Italy. President Trump has started negotiating deals with U.S. trading partners. Dow futures down 589. This is SRN News. An American pastor kidnapped in South Africa last week has been rescued.
Josh Sullivan of Tennessee was abducted by armed and masked men during a sermon at the Fellowship Baptist Church. The 45-year-old missionary was rescued on Tuesday after three of his abductors engaged in gunfire with officials and were killed. Police say Sullivan was miraculously unharmed and in excellent condition. The number of kidnappings in South Africa has risen dramatically over the past decade. George Williams, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Maldives have voted to ban Israeli tourists from entering the tropical Indian Ocean archipelago as an act of solidarity with Gaza. The Maldives is a popular tourist destination for Israelis. The parliament ratified the ban in response to what it calls ongoing acts of genocide committed by Israel against the Palestinian people. Critics note that the Maldives did not ban Palestinians after the October 7th massacre. SRN News. Looking to insert itself into foreign policy, California is going to court, hoping to stop President Trump's tariff hikes.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the president lacks the authority to impose a 10% tariff on all imports and that enacting such tariffs requires approval from Congress. The Democratic governor also says the tariffs are driving up prices and threatening jobs in California. The lawsuit will ask for the tariffs to be blocked. Newsom's announcement comes days after he asked countries to exempt California exports from retaliatory tariffs. I'm Julie Walker.
While recording a trade deficit for the just-ended fiscal year, Japan racked up a $63 billion surplus with the United States. The finance ministry reports the deficit was $37 billion for the fiscal year through March, the fourth straight year of red ink. More details at SRNNews.com.